The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the news show. It is the 17th of February, 2020. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the weekend, and it's coming at you in about 5 minutes. Outlook users, get ready for a new experience, or at least according to Microsoft. They're working on a brand new Outlook experience called Spaces. You might know it better now under the codename of TimeStream. So what's Spaces going to be all about? Well, it's going to be a web experience that supposedly will help you organize your emails, your meetings, your documents, and you'll put all of those in one easy-to-follow project space. Microsoft says you can also pull together your relevant documents, emails, and events in Outlook using search items in just a single location then. You can also create to-do lists, add notes. You pretty much get the idea now. Yeah, okay. If it sounds intriguing to you, well, it's not available yet for public use. However, though, you can try it out by just doing these few little simple steps. Visit in your browser outlook.office.com/spaces. Then you'll open your DevTools, application storage, local storage in your browser. Then add an item, key, featured overdrives, value, Outlook Spaces enabled. Then refresh your browser. Yeah, it does sound kind of confusing, doesn't it? Better yet, just search for Microsoft Outlook Spaces on YouTube and that should get you going. Alright, now we're harking back to news we heard way back in 2019, but apparently Google didn't decide to do anything about this until, well, today. You might have heard of an app called TuTalk. Well, apparently it was a spying tool developed by the UAE government. Now yes, at first Google and Apple actually pulled the app from their respective stores. However though, Google decided later, why not, and let's just reinstate it. However though, as of today, at least according to 9to5Mac, Google's decision is now to take it back down. Now those of you not familiar with TuTalk, it's actually a very popular app in the Middle East, especially in the United Arab Emirates. Now, as you may not be aware of, the UAE government, they don't really like VoIP calls via apps like WhatsApp and Skype, hence the popularity of TuTalk. Unfortunately now, though, you better have had the app already downloaded on your phone because it doesn't look like you're going to be getting it any other way for now. And finally, staying in the East and with our Indian listeners today, your privacy, just went out the window. Again, something else that was touched on a few months ago is now seeing the light of day. That being the Indian government's plan to enforce social media verification so they could actually reduce spam and fake news. Well, now the Indian government is planning on passing a new bill that basically takes away users' privacy. This new bill will allow the government to demand social network platforms to actually reveal their user identities without a proper warrant. And once in effect, the law would require social media companies, say like Facebook, Google, TikTok, and among others, to actually reveal user identities to help the government trace the origins of a post within 72 hours of the request. Now, there actually has been a few social media platforms out there that said, WhatsApp actually being one of them, which you might know is owned by Facebook. They've actually refused to follow the new bill, actually stating it would not compromise on security because that would make people less safe. We don't know if their sister platform, Facebook, would follow suit or not. As for when the thing will actually officially go into law, we don't know that yet. Knowing how most governments work, though, probably late on a Sunday night when nobody's looking. A story and no one else is listening to you, well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website located at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you can get subscribed to the news show, the Mac show, the big show, the photo show, and so much more. And it's all powered by those fine, lovely people over at TSO Host. Get yourself some reliable web hosting today. So do yourself a favor now. Check them out, tsohost.com. Give us a like over there on Facebook too at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and come by our TN community over at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show, of course, will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a lovely Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.